Powell reached for the handbook of robotics that weighed down one side of his desk to a near founder and opened it reverently. He had once jumped out of the window of a burning house dressed only in shorts and the handbook. In a pinch, he would have skipped the shorts. The handbook was propped up before him when Robot DV5 entered, with Donovan kicking the door shut behind him. Powell said somberly, "Hi, Dave. How do you feel?" "Fine," said the robot. "Mind if I sit down?" He dragged up the specially reinforced chair that was his and folded gently into it. Powell regarded Dave. Laymen might think of robots by their serial numbers. Roboticists never. With approval. It was not over-massive by any means, in spite of its construction as thinking unit of an integrated 7-unit robot team. It was 7 feet tall and a half ton of metal and electricity. A lot? Not when that half ton has to be a mass of condensers, circuits, relays, and vacuum cells that can handle practically any psychological reaction known to humans. And a positronic brain which, with 10 pounds of matter and a few quintillions of positrons, runs the whole show. Powell groped in his shirt pocket for a loose cigarette. "Dave," he said, "you're a good fellow. There's nothing flighty or prima donna-ish about you. You're a stable, rock-bottom mining robot, except that you're equipped to handle 6 subsidiaries in direct coordination. As far as I know, that has not introduced any unstable paths in your brain path map." The robot nodded. "That makes me feel swell. But what are you getting at, boss?" He was equipped with an excellent diaphragm, and the presence of overtones in the sound unit robbed him of much of that metallic flatness that marks the usual robot voice. "I'm going to tell you. With all that in your favor, what's going wrong with your job? For instance, today's B shift." Dave hesitated. "As far as I know, nothing." "You didn't produce any ore."
"I know."
"Well, then?" Dave was having trouble.
"I can't explain that, boss. It's been giving me a case of nerves, or it would, if I let it. My subsidiaries worked smoothly. I know I did."
He considered, his photoelectric eyes glowing intensely. Then,
"I don't remember. The day ended, and there was Mike, and there were the ore cars, mostly empty."
Donovan broke in. "You didn't report at shift end those days, Dave. You know that?"
"I know. But as to why?"
He shook his head slowly and ponderously. Powell had the queasy feeling that if the robot's face were capable of expression, it would be one of pain and mortification. A robot, by its very nature, cannot bear to fail its function. Donovan dragged his chair up to Powell's desk and leaned over.
"Amnesia, do you think?"
"Can't say. But there's no use in trying to pin disease names on this. Human disorders apply to robots only as romantic analogies. They're no help to robotic engineering." He scratched his neck. "I hate to put him through the elementary brain reaction tests. It won't help his self-respect any." He looked at Dave thoughtfully and then at the field test outline given in the handbook. He said, "See here, Dave. What about sitting through a test? It would be the wise thing to do." The robot rose.
"If you say so, boss."
There was pain in his voice.